Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. You can go to loosechange911.com if you want to check out our stuff. And remember, 9/11 Chronicles, 4th of July, Independence Day, coming to the InfoWar in the highest quality possible to PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And you get up in the morning, start the download, go do your 4th of July thing, little barbecue, little family time, little good times to reflect on, you know, what life is all about, really. And you get back, and your movie's downloaded, and boom, you got the 9/11 Chronicles. You can watch it on your DivX DVD player or, you know, your computer. Technology is getting all over the place, and you should see the quality. It's pretty unbelievable. All right, we're going to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to play this Ron Paul CNN clip after this segment. Let's jump to Renee in North Carolina. What's up, Renee? You with us, Renee?
Yeah. You know, I believe that the professional class is used to control the rest of the classes. And they have to have a way for these people to not really understand what they're doing so they don't feel guilty about it, okay? And I've noticed in my lifetime as observing the people in medicine, law, government, and stuff, this is what they do. Now, the definition of a sociopath is someone who lacks empathy. But when people move into these professions, if they show too much empathy to the very people they're supposed to care about, they're usually kind of admonished for this and told that they're displaying a lack of professionalism. They're taught to believe, to equate being detached and lacking empathy to being a good professional. You know, we have to expose this, and because I think a lot of these people, if they actually saw what they were doing, they might stop it, because they are the people in the middle of the pyramid who are controlling the lower part of the pyramid in exchange for a little extra power and perks. And you see, the top of the pyramid needs them. They need somebody to control the masses because their numbers are too small.
Well, I agree, and they're the compartmentalized group that doesn't always know the agenda, and in fact, most cases don't know the agenda, and they live in a nice house, and they're able to afford their luxury automobile and the second car and send their kids to college and not give it much thought and take a vacation in the summer. So, you know, a lot of them are extra blinded. I totally and completely agree with you. I thank you for the call. I mean, let's reach out to them as well. I have no problem talking to my bosses and handing them DVDs. And, you know, those are the yuppies. They think they're part of the elite, but in fact, they're just another mode of control. And when they start to lose the house, when there's a true depression in this country, I think that class is going to be wiped out. The upper middle class, I think, gone. I think we're going to see a larger and larger separation of the poor and the haves and the have-nots, I guess. Not even the poor and the rich, because the rich will just become super rich, and the middle class will be further eradicated, and we'll just fall into more serfdom, you know, the new freedom. Good times. All right, let's go to Chris in Utah. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to comment on our Second Amendment rights. I actually work for a company here that we sell pneumatic air guns, and we send a lot of guns all over the world, but I get a chance to see what kind of preventive measures are made to, you know, customers from buying just, you know, BB and pellet guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the caller earlier called from New Jersey talking about the handguns.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even send any BB or pellet guns to anywhere in New Jersey unless they have a state firearm purchaser license. And
wow.
He told you.
Wow, that is intense. Unbelievable. All right, man, I thank you for the call. I mean, it shows how fascist it is. We're going to play Ron Paul on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I promised you a little bit of Ron Paul. We're going to have that coming up in this segment. I'm also going to play Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, meet John Edwards. In fact, let's play that clip first, because they asked him about the Bilderberg Group, and I'm a big fan of Student Scholars. There's a story up at Jones Report. Let's hit it. Well, there you go. He wasn't his running mate yet. Okay, John. Well, at least he gave an answer. At least he doesn't lie and say he didn't go. But he's still covering up. But here we go. Glenn Beck. Ron Paul. Not really Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck subbing. Let's play it up.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul may have ended his campaign for the presidency, but that doesn't mean he's ready to give up the spotlight just yet. The 72-year-old Texan has raised a bunch of money online, has developed a huge grassroots following. Paul now says he's shifting gears to concentrate on his Campaign for Liberty, a new effort to help elect libertarian-leaning Republicans to public office around the country. Joining me now, author of The Revolution, Congressman Ron Paul. Good to see you, Congressman.
Thank you. Nice to be with you today.
So tell me about this revolution and your concrete efforts to energize these thousands of people who are, you know, big-time Ron Paul supporters.
Well, you know, the primaries have ended and we came up short, but a lot of our supporters didn't want to quit. So we organized a new group. It's called Campaign for Liberty, and it can be found at campaignforliberty.com. And we're going to continue to do exactly what we've been doing, energizing people, getting young people interested, studying the issue, understanding the Federal Reserve System, understanding why those oil prices are high, and talking about these issues. So we're very, very active, and we've had a great deal of interest already expressed in our new organization.
Well, look, I think it's great. I spend a lot of time talking to college kids who are looking around going, isn't the government supposed to feed, clothe, house me, and change my diaper for me? So I love the idea of college kids out fighting for liberty. My question for you, and I always ask this question for all libertarians, I've asked this before, Congressman, what makes you believe that Americans want more liberty? Don't these Gen Xers and their please take care of me mentality really reflect where, sadly, America is today?
Well, you know, there's a contest going on. Those who want to be taken care of by others and using government force to do it, and those of us who say that we should be responsible and take care of ourselves. A year and a half ago, when I was reluctant to join the presidential race, I was convinced that nobody would listen, nobody cared. We needed another generation. We needed a disaster to wake up people. But I'll tell you what, in the last year or so, I have been very encouraged by the number of young people. They come to my office endlessly talking about self-reliance and responsibility. So I am very encouraged, and I think it's the need. I think it's the obvious evidence that the government doesn't work. The foreign policy's in shambles, the spending is too high, and the young people know they're getting the bill. And that's why I think they're waking up.
You know, Congressman Paul, I would love to believe you. I want to live in an America that's a lot more like the one that you want, self-reliance. And I see it, for example, in Iowa, where the floods strike and people rush out and they help their neighbors, they help themselves. Well, let's face it, a lot of America lives in New Orleans. People sitting around, flooded, waiting, please come get me. Can you give me an example of where you see liberty winning in the public debate today here in the United States?
Well, I think we won the argument with New Orleans. The government totally failed. And people are waking up. They can't depend on the government. So, no, I think it is difficult, and there's a lot of people who think government can bail them out. But the government's running out of money, resources, and ability, and it's going to end. You know, I complain about us being in 130 countries and 700 bases, but that's going to come to an end, not because I'm going to persuade everybody, but we're going to run out of money. We're going to ruin our dollar, and we'll have to cut back. We'll have to live within our means, but the big decision is whether it's going to be the society you and I would like to have with less government self-reliance and following the Constitution, or whether we're going to accept this notion that the government's going to save us. Well, obviously, the government can't save us because the government is nobody. They can't create jobs and they can't create wealth. And the sooner we wake up, the better.
I want to get to political stories in the presidential race in a second. But one last thing, you mentioned oil prices. In your view, it seems to me it's classic libertarian supply and demand. Am I missing something here on why the price is so high?
Yes, but there's another addition to that. There's a supply and demand of energy. But that is not our problem. You can get all the oil and gasoline you want at the gas station today. But the reason there's a problem is the price is too high. So they don't talk about the supply and demand of dollars. The supply of dollars is too much, and that's why the gasoline prices are going up. Also, the foreign policy of our intervention in the Middle East has been a fear factor, and there's danger over there, and that has pushed the prices up. They're up over $100 since we've invaded Iraq, so that is a factor. Nobody really wants to talk about that. But the cost of gasoline is up because the value of the dollar is down.
I want to speak about foreign policy for a second because you and I disagree on foreign policy. You know, having a Looney Tune like Saddam Hussein running around threatening his neighbors was never good for gas prices. You add China and India's demand and a tight supply to a Looney Tune like Saddam Hussein, got a problem. But I have to ask you this because I think it's a necessary question. So many of your supporters I meet are also part of the 9/11 truth movement. You've appeared in a movie, Endgame, that talks about the Bilderbergers, etc. Why do you think there is such an attraction from that part of the political discourse to your movement?
Well, I'm not sure. And one of the reasons is that though I don't endorse those concerns, I probably have, you know, encouraged it ironically, because I haven't accepted the 9/11 investigation.
You haven't.
No, because I think they hid things from us, and they didn't want to blame anybody. Nobody was discovered to be inept. We spent $40 billion on security, and the information was there. What about the CIA agents that reported 35 or 40 times that these individuals were flying airplanes, but learning how to fly airplanes, but not land them? And we didn't do anything, but nobody was punished. So there was a lot of ineptness there on that, and nobody talks about the incentives for people to commit suicide terrorism, and it's very, very clear that suicide terrorists are not motivated because people are rich or because they're free. They're motivated mainly and almost wholeheartedly because they are occupied by foreign nations. And if we don't understand that, we are going to be forever threatened by terrorists.
I disagree with you, but are you saying there's something about the 9/11 attack that we should know but don't? I thought we know. 19 guys, airplanes slammed into the buildings. What don't we know?
Well, what we don't know is who was inept. We had that information buried in all those records that some of these people were stirring around. We didn't do anything to prevent it. I mean, we had all this money spent to protect us. On that day, on 9/11, Seoul, Korea was better protected than Washington, D.C. and New York City. So there's something wrong. We're looking outward, not inward. We close down bases in America, and we build them in Saudi Arabia, which was the number one motivating factor of Osama bin Laden. He says, you have a military base by foreigners on our holy land. So we have to understand that. If not, there's no way we can solve this problem.
And, of course, we were there because of the threat of Saddam Hussein. Same, which takes us back to the beginning. But Congressman, I've got to take a quick break. I'd love to continue this conversation. When we return, more with Congressman Ron Paul.
All right, folks. I don't know what's on the other side, but there you have it. There's Paul's 9/11 ineptness. At least he brings up the fact that we definitely had prior knowledge in that clip. Again, we know that Kucinich, actually 33rd article of impeachment, was a failure to act on warnings. And then 34th was the cover-up aspect of 9/11 and the 9/11 Commission. He brought up the fact that Dick Cheney and George Bush testified together, not under oath, with no record of their conversation between only two members of the commission. All right, let's jump to the next caller. I think that we are at Joe in Texas. Are we at Joe? You with us, Joe? All right. Oh, we have Chris in Florida first. All right, let's go to Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Jason. Hey, that was a hard act to follow, Ron Paul, my God. What I wanted to call about was, to my horror and amazement, I read on Prison Planet just this morning, Boca Raton proposes citywide surveillance system.
Mm-hmm.
This system is going to link the traffic cameras, the public building cameras, and possibly those on private property. And I figured I'd call in since I live here,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very relatively safe town.
Well, did you hear about Miami implementing the use of UAVs with cameras on them recently?
I think I did. I was born in Miami, uh-huh. and I was going to say, if any town, you know, kind of would maybe warrant, you know, this kind of, I mean, this is unbelievable.
No, that is unbelievable, and Miami is like the drug-running town, too. I mean, I've been to Miami. I'm not a big fan of it, but if there is one town that has a ton of crime and a ton of blow, quite frankly, it would be Miami. But I don't think that's a reason to implement these UAVs or a system like that, especially because when it comes down to it, we're the ones shipping the drugs into Florida.
Absolutely, and I don't think it's warranted at all. And now I'm ready for it to, you know, this is 1984. I mean, cameras linked all over the city. I mean, this is a retirement community with the other half being a bunch of affluent, you know, people. We have had some high-profile crimes here, and we just recently, this came on the heels of, and it's mentioned in the article, mm-hmm. of a mother and a daughter, I think it was, who were taken from the local mall. Driven around and then murdered, but you know those are the kind of crimes that happen. You know they're you know high profile crimes that happen, and I think they've used that to institute this. And,
absolutely, I mean it's always the excuse is they take legitimate criminals, but the thing is it never stops crime. All it does is squelch down on the population. I thank you for the call, Chris. And you know it's just like. Nobody wants kids to be abducted, except for maybe the elites and some sickos out there, but they use that to implement the Amber Alert system, you know, where they can have checkpoints and illegal search and seizure and your papers, please. And they use legitimate crimes and issues in order to implement their police state measures, and we're only going to see more of it. That's why we got to get out there and fight the system. It's the Alex Jones Show. Find out more over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jason Burmes. Thanks for having me this week. Alex will be back on Sunday. InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls in just a moment. Critics demand resignation of UN official who wants probe of 9/11 inside job theories. That's FoxNews.com. And I believe this is Falk that's getting all in a tuss. Critics are calling for the resignation of a UN official who publicly supports investigating theories that the September 11 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon were an inside job. Richard Falk, the special rapporteur of human rights in Palestinian territories, investigates alleged Israeli violations of human rights law for the UN's Human Rights Council. But the former Princeton professor would also like to investigate whether some of the controlled explosions from within destroyed the Twin Towers, he told FoxNews.com. I do think there are questions that have not been answered. Questions about the way the buildings collapsed and the failure to heed a variety of signals where the danger was coming. And, of course, this one's, who's this from, Bolton? Yeah, John Bolton, pure scumbag. I think his Belize's a fruitcake city. But among many delegations of the UN, it's probably the conventional wisdom. So he admits that a lot of people in the UN know it's an inside job. They just don't have spine like Falk. So he'll just attack Falk. That's nice. Good for him. Way to attack the one guy going public, Fox News. Thank you. John Bolton. Yeah, there's a big criminal. I don't even know. Why is it that some people within the movement, especially the anti-war movement, want to cow down to these people, want to ask their permission? Don't ask their permission. Don't worship them. They're not your lords. Wake up. And same thing with that Richard Clark fella. You know, he's on this Building 7 documentary guaranteeing there was no bombs in Building 7. It was not a controlled demolition. Oh, and you're in the position to know, Richard Clark. You can't look at that building and look at the evidence and come to the logical conclusion, no, you're going to toe the party line like the scumbag you are. Yeah, Richard Clark's a real asset to this movement, please. Scum. Total and complete scum. All right, now we're going to go to Joe in Texas. Joe, are you with me?
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man, what's up?
I'd like to make a suggestion to get Michael Reagan fired.
Sure.
And what I've seen through the websites and the readings of the posts on Infowars.com is listings of the affiliates of the stations that carry Michael Reagan's broadcast. But are there any listings of who their advertisers, sponsors are? Because a lot of times, you know, athletes will lose sponsorship if they say the wrong thing in public and things like that. So if you kind of like cut the revenue off from the bottom and work its way up to the top, and people like Jim Roberts are going to find themselves out on the street along with Michael Reagan.
It's a great idea. I would say you'd probably have to listen to, unfortunately, the Michael Reagan Show on a couple different networks or put out an email list on a message board. The InfoWars message board is probably the way to go on one of those stories. Find out who they are and massively email them. I like that. I like that a lot, Joe.
Yeah, also to cause dissent within the Radio America organization. This is like Mark Dice is doing out there with the military, where he causes dissent by showing the truth of what's really happening. If we go to a lower level people who are out there within the organization, anywhere from the administrative staff on up, they start hating their job. They start hating their bosses. They start hating who they're working for. They start hating Michael Reagan, Jim Roberts. Who are these guys letting Michael Reagan say these things on the radio? You know, they start losing people and losing dissent that way. And
I'm with you, man. I mean, I was very encouraged by that caller out of Kentucky today that was a special forces guy that, you know, says, yeah, it's great that we're telling the troops, and he's on our side, and he's talking to other troops. It just proves Michael Reagan's case wrong yet again. I thank you for the call, Joe. We got loaded phone lines. Only about 30 more minutes left with you. Then in the final hour, we're going to replay Alex's interview with Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader. Remember, we loop this for a full 4 hours over at Infowars.com, and for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, you not only get Alex's weekly television show, but you get the last hour of the broadcast in TV, and you can check out some of the YouTube clips out there. If you want to get at me, it's Jason Burmes. You can Google me, or you can go to myspace.com/Jason Burmes. All right, let's jump over to Perry in Indiana. Perry, are you with me?
Yeah, right here.
What's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to let everybody know that we've got a We Are Change group up and running here in Indiana. We're out spreading the truth around. We were in downtown Indianapolis this past weekend. We were spreading the truth of 9/11. We were welcomed pretty warmly and pretty openly by most of the public that we talked to.
Hold on, Perry, because I got to go to break, but we'll have you over on the other side. It's great to see more and more people joining We Are Change. It is the premier organization in my mind, and they have a big part in 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, coming to PrisonPlanet.tv July 4th. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
All right, folks, final half hour of the Alex Jones program. Remember, at least live, we are going to be replaying the Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader interviews. Alex will be back on the Sunday program and with you all next week. I know you guys miss Alex Jones. I miss Alex Jones, too. After all, what am I supposed to listen to? I guess I have to listen to my terrible voice. Anyway, we're on the line with Perry in Indiana, who has a We Are Change chapter. Again, if you want to do something, folks, it's as easy as going to wearechange.org, getting in touch with Luke Rudowski, and he will help you with all the materials to form a group in your area. Go ahead, Perry.
We were formed initially by Kentuckiana Change about 2 weeks ago, and we've already got several websites up and running. We've got a video posted online already. We're out trying to make a change. We're out trying to bring the truth of 9/11 to the masses here in central Indiana, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of it so far. We've got a good crew of people working with us. We're We're working with a few radio stations to get some local interviews going. You know, we're planning some street actions next month. We're going to host Alex Jones's new movie. We're going to host a public showing of that next month. You know, just to try and raise awareness of 9/11 and government corruption, and see if we can't really make a serious change here in Indiana.
Well, Perry, I know if that you believe you can make a change, you can make a change, and the first step has been taken by forming that organization. I thank you very much for the call. See, folks, it's up to us. We can make a difference, and this also lets me know that we can make a difference. This was posted yesterday. BuzzFlash has given their Media Putz of the Week award to Michael Reagan. And I guess they're not the only one who's picked up on this. Randy Rhodes, who does a awfully good radio show over at Air America, I don't agree with everything, but she talks about a lot of the things we talk about on this program. And she brought up the Mark Dice situation. Let's read it. For reporting that is an embarrassment to the profession of journalism, and for being beholden to corporate paymasters rather than the citizens of America. Sadly, ironic that we just finished interviewing Rory O'Connor about his new book on right-wing radio hate mongers when we heard a murderous rant by Michael Reagan played and condemned on the Randy Rhodes Show. As we listened to Reagan's audio on Randy's program this week, we were reminded that all of this right-wing talk of killing, hate, and violence is being broadcast on public airwaves and enriching the wealthy purveyors of an on-air demagoguery. And remember, there are corporations who make a profit from these destructive words, as well as advertisers who support the degrading of the most basic of civilized standards. That ties in with the caller who wants to go after the advertisers. That's the way to go. We read that just recently, Reagan said that an individual who is writing soldiers about his concerns about 9/11 should be shot. We ought to find these people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really, you take them out, they are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. You shoot them. You call them traitors, and that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullets. Right there advocating for our murders. Thanks, Michael. How about you take Mark Dice, put him out in the middle of the firing range, tie him to a post, don't blindfold him, let him rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. Then a YouTube posting of Michael Reagan's broadcast from a couple of years ago finally got noticed, where he made genocidal threats against Muslim babies and mothers because of the Middle Eastern mother naming her child Hezbollah. You know what I would get it for its first birthday? I would put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday. Bye-bye. Yeah, the murder of babies. He's a real good guy. He went on to say, what's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies? It only gets more macabre and definitely homicidal from there. Since the radio program was simulcast on cable, you can see Reagan as he is spouting this SS diatribe, and he is smirking for the cameras. These shock jocks, radio stormtroopers of the right, know that outrageous comments get attention and publicity, and ultimately bigger checks for their bank accounts. But they and their radio company owners and their corporate sponsors are violating fundamental decency. It is difficult and frustrating to try and fathom how we have arrived at this point in our society when the public airwaves are filled with such vile filth and violent calls for murder, also readily tolerated by the right-wing dial. Of course they are. Michael Reagan is not just a BuzzFlash Media Player of the Week. He is a contemptible human being who puts our nation's integrity and moral standards to shame. Agreed. And thanks for the coverage. Remember, Operation Inform the Soldiers, still in full force. And you can still go to markdice.com and get all the info to contact Radio America and the President, Jim Roberts. All right. Let's keep going through these calls. Let's go to Ian in Canada. What's happening, Ian?
Thank you, Jason. I wanted to address something that's been so hard to get through. I wanted to answer something that Governor Jesse Ventura said a few weeks ago. But apropos of what you just said about Michael Reagan, you might be interested in an altercation I had with a leading producer in the Canadian television entertainment industry who, over the Christmas holidays at his family's house, had a hissy denial fit about the facts of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And through a storm of all sorts of obscenities, he stopped, looked me straight in the eye, and he said, okay, maybe they did it. But if they did do it, it's a done deal, and you just got to live with it. Now, that's typical.
That's a Noam Chomsky. That's a Noam Chomsky response right there. Ultimately, it doesn't matter, even though our entire foreign and domestic policy is based on it.
And this goes to Jesse Ventura's comment. I'm on the same page with Governor Ventura on most things, but he said that same-sex marriage was none of his business. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that his idea that it's a libertarian position.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the reasons they pulled off 9/11 is that they know that the critical thinking skills of the population at large are shot. Governor Ventura has got to remember that it's not just a special government-approved friendship between two people. Marriage is a covenant where there are three parties. Some would say God's the first party and the bride and groom are the second party.
Mm-hmm.
We, you and me, and the family and community are the third party who witnessed the event and at least are required to recognize by law the integrity and sanctity of the event.
Mm-hmm.
Same-sex marriage is not a civil liberty. It's a civil fraud. It's like a car battery with two positive terminals. It looks like a battery, but it's not going to start a car. And I just think that I can't understand why people won't think in depth, especially Jesse Ventura.
All right, Ian, I thank you for the call, man. And I got to tell you, I feel like we need to prioritize a little bit heavier. I can understand your frustration on the position of that issue because it is being passed throughout. Personally, I do like to stay out of people's bedrooms, but, you know, obviously you're entitled to your opinion, and we just gave you your soapbox on it. And, I just can't, you know, I understand why people think that it's demoralizing to the country and they think that our morality's gone and all this other stuff, but I feel like there's just so many other serious issues like torture, domestic wiretapping, end of the loss of liberties. So, you know, I'm not saying I agree with Ventura on his position. But I'm definitely not going to go out against it. All right, let's pop to another caller. Let's go to Francis in Florida. What's up, Francis?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not real good with websites or anything of that nature to
mm-hmm.
build one. But can I ask two questions, or actually ask one
sure.
and then make a comment about something else?
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of this guy, Benjamin Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D?
He's been on the show, sure. He's a former, I think he used to write for Forbes, and he's a former reporter there, but he spends a lot of time over in Japan. And he got that interview with David Rockefeller recently. And he did a couple hours on Jones' show, I want to say 2 or 3 months ago, that you might be able to find in the archives.
Okay. Now, this is what point I would like to make.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about taking back the country.
Yeah.
But not everyone, it seems, to be on the same page. Everyone has different issues.
Sure.
And issues such as the NAFTA highway and the free trade
mm-hmm.
and immigration and so on and so forth. There's so many issues. But no one's confronting the issues with the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I write letters through the downsized D.C., and I tell them, you know, if you don't want to do this, I'll just get on the bandwagon with everyone else, and we're going to vote you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like you. We don't like what you're doing to our country.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was one website, one place where you can go to every single day and email them the same letter, why don't these two presidential nominees talk about the real issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're not required to, because the public doesn't put pressure on them. And the only way public is really going to put pressure on them is not only writing letters and showing up to these events, but ultimately running for office. You know, I agree with you. Yeah.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But do you not think that Congress could put pressure on them to say the people of America want to talk about the issue?
All right, let me explain how it works. I know that everybody thinks that Congress is going to save us, but there's only a couple members of Congress that even talk about real issues, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich being two of them. There's a few scattershot people in there. You know, Bob Barr's not that bad. I like Joe Biden on some things, but not most. Now, the bottom line is these people make somewhere between $80,000 and $140,000 a year from their job in Congress. Now, in order to get into elected into Congress, campaigns run anywhere from the hundreds of thousands to the millions of dollars. Now, they get this money from the special interests, the lobbyists. The lobbyists are the ones that tell them the talking points, and they're the ones that decide whether they're allowed to talk about an issue. It's a corporatized government. It's a soft sort of fascism. Unless we're willing to put good people in there that can live on, you know, that just the pay from Congress, and they don't care about their privatized businesses. They're not millionaires in their private lives, often billionaires in their private lives after they play the game for a while. That's how we take the country back. I thank you for the call, man. Let's go to Mitch in California. What's up, Mitch?
Yeah. Talking about websites,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to bring up a good suggestion here.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have a traitor list?
A traitor
Honestly.
List?
Yes.
Well, I think that there's a lot of...
Every elected official
okay.
that is against the basics that we're trying to get back,
uh-huh.
it could start off with just their names, and little by little, if you've got somebody there willing to add what this person recently voted on, to make them even a stronger traitor,
mm-hmm.
and a list of patriots, people we want to keep in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we can get these on a few of the different sites that the freedom movement is going to, the one people, and there's a lot of them out there that don't like to search for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, this guy's running for Senate in my state. He's a traitor. Okay, I'm going to vote against him.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. I mean, let's face it. In everything, we need leaders.
I agree, but you know what? We have to become our own leaders, number one. And number two, there are those types of websites out there. The problem is there aren't that many big websites in the Patriot movement. Let me tell you, Alex Jones's websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, are as big as they get in the Patriot movement. There's nothing that even comes close. Let me tell you, my small site is about, I would say, anywhere between 25 and 50 times smaller than the traffic that Alex gets. It's going to take some creative people, man. I thank you for the call. It's not going to be overnight, but I think that Ron Paul's CampaignForLiberty.com is in the right step. You know, they're trying to get actual officials elected. And that is the next step in this movement, in my opinion. Let's go to Josh in California. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Josh, am I on? Or Jason, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, cool. Hey, I just wanted to say you're doing great filling in for Alex.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, it's difficult when these people like Mike Reagan, you know, who have an actual median to get out and talk to people and spread information.
Mm-hmm.
Just start spreading all kinds of filth and talking about murdering people on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
Well, that's why we need to double and triple our efforts, man. Go to markdice.com right now. You can at least send an email out to Roberts, who is the head of Radio America there. You can at least call them up. I gave out the YouTube number if someone wants to download the podcast yesterday. There are things we can do. I understand that this guy has a venue that speaks to millions of people in a mainstream way. You know what I mean? He obviously, you know, has a voice that's probably bigger than mine. But that doesn't mean that if there's 1,000 of my voice out there, we can't beat them. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You know, there's definitely power in numbers. And it's the will of the people, man. If we have the will to make the change, if we really want to live in what Ron Paul said, a society of responsibility upon ourselves and not upon government, we can make that happen. Is it going to be easy? No. But I think the first steps have been taken, and we just need to keep pressing on, or we're going to succumb to tyranny, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've got, like, thousands of people, like, here in my town that, you know, preach truth and everything,
mm-hmm.
that believe that, you know, 9/11 wasn't investigated properly,
mm-hmm.
and nobody ever gets to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, when they come out against them in the UN, and especially in this country, you can understand why there aren't more whistleblowers, there aren't more people demanding the truth. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom in Oklahoma. What's up, Tom? You with
Hello?
Me, Tom? Yes.
What's yes, up, I Tom? Am. I just wanted to call and just say that you're doing a great job, and also about this YouTube thing. It's not just the people that you've mentioned as accounts and Mark Dyson and certain accounts being deleted from it, but any artist that's in the public eye that speaks out about it, all those videos and the people that put those videos on their accounts are being deleted as well. Annie DeFranco is one of them, and she speaks out about 9/11 and has a lot of songs about it.
Does she really? No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a college girlfriend that was big into her.
Yeah, she's fully informed.
Yeah.
And you know, I also want to just, you know, thank you guys for turning me on to Amy Allen.
Oh, cool.
She is a very smart woman, and I'm paying close attention to what she's got going on. And, you know, we're fighting the fight, and I'm calling, you know, Congressman Dan Boren and other people and talking about chemtrails and just kind of rattling some cages. But thanks for waking me up, man. You guys are terrific.
Hey, no problem. Hey, I want to, since you're from Oklahoma, I want to get your take. We're going to have Charles Key on next week, by the way, people, on this resolution claiming sovereignty.
You know, it's just kind of funny because, you know, anyone I ask that watches the news religiously or, you know, reads the newspaper, the haven't heard of it, and the information's just not getting out. The only way I found out is through you, and it's kind of sad, you know. And I, you know, I tell my father, he's in his 70s, and I've tried to wake him up, and you know, I've shown him the chemtrails in the sky. I've shown him Justice for 9/11 videos, and he, even after seeing the videos, he starts thinking for one day, and the next day it's back to the, you know, controlled mindset.
Back to his preset reality. Hey, man, don't give up. You can still reach him, I promise you. It takes some time sometimes. I thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to Joe in Ohio. Joe, are you with me?
Hey, can you hear me well?
What's up, man?
You can hear me okay?
Yep.
I'm using a Hooten Jigger, so I don't have to radiate my brain on a cell phone.
Okay.
I went on hold three times, tried to call yesterday, and every time at 12 minutes I would get dropped.
Well, hold over this time because we're about to go to break, but we're going to take some final callers. Then we're going to replay Alex with Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv for the 9/11 Chronicles, July 4th.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, folks. Final live segment of the Alex Jones Show this week. I'm just honored that Alex would trust me to do so much radio. I think I did, 19 hours of radio this week? Wow. And in the next hour, we're going to replay Alex's interviews with Kucinich and Nader. And Joe, you've gotten cut off the past couple of days. Well, here's your soapbox now. Give it to me.
Thank you, Jason. First, I have to give a shout-out to the Edwards family and Sharon Elliott, who carry you guys locally on WAIS 770 AM in Southeast Ohio.
Awesome.
And we don't have labels, but we've been passing out a lot of DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give kudos to Alex, but I'm glad he's taking a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he deserves a break. I mean, you can only do this for so long before it really takes a toll on you.
And I got to tell you what a great job you're doing as far as moving through callers and keeping your priorities.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's very impressive. I can tell you, I used to be a hemp activist in the 90s. I'm about 10 years older than Alex. I'm guessing you're younger.
Yeah, I'm a little bit younger. I'm only like 5 years younger than Alex.
And I'm about 10 years older.
Uh-huh.
But it was in my early 30s that I realized, you know, I was a hemp activist. I traveled to every state east of the Rockies preaching hemp,
mm-hmm.
thinking that was the government's Achilles heel. If I could just tell people the truth. You know what? People are scared of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to keep our focus,
mm-hmm.
which is why I recently joined the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with everything they do either, but they're about the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage everyone to call their local, federal representatives to sign on to Dennis Kucinich's impeachment thing.
Absolutely. They should sign that resolution. And, Joe, I thank you for the call. I'm getting a lot of static in the back. I hope you call in next time I'm in there. But, yeah, man, I mean, we can affect change. It's just on what level. I mean, if you don't want to make the phone call, write a letter. If you're sick of writing letters and making phone calls because they're not having the right effect, well, then maybe you should join someone's campaign and help support them that way. Go to the office 10 or 15 hours a week. If you want to make the real big decision and you said you've had enough, run for office. All right, let's jump to John in Missouri. John, what's up?
Yeah, Jason?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to such a great patriot.
All right, thanks, brother.
Listen, I hate to be bearer of bad news, but I think we're past the point of no return.
Well, you know what? A lot of people tell me that. I get that every day, actually. Let's be honest. I get emails like that every day, even, talking to some people in the office. If that's the case, I'm still not going to live on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet. So I'm gonna go down swinging, brother.
I hear you. But listen, it's a shame that we don't. You know, somebody was telling me that when Reagan was president, he had talked to some military people and was wanting to get things changed. And half of them, there was some military that wanted to, and some of them didn't. And I guess the ones that wanted to backed out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a shame that there's somebody in the Pentagon that don't have the guts to do something because we're past the point of talking, man. And voting, I believe in voting and running for it and everything, but pretty soon you won't be able to listen to nothing over the air. Won't know what's really going on. It'll be by word of mouth, and people will wish they had done something.
I agree, man, and we are going into that. It's the Alex Jones Show. Next hour, Alex interviews Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader. The entire 4 hours will be rebroadcast at Infowars.com. And let's not forget, 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, a new epic Jones production. Wait till you see this thing. Available to the Infowar July 4th. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Berman.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.